Well, out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we get the latest cattle on feed report, and we go to Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And Tom, with this latest report, any surprises?
Probably the only major surprise, Leslie, was a better-than-expected placement number. Now, we saw a cattle on feed report today that actually caught everybody by surprise, because earlier this week we thought it was going to come out 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Actually, the report was released Friday early at 11 o'clock in the morning. Now, the report saw May on feed come in at 101%, very close to the estimated range before the report of 101.7. Now, this means on feed we have 10.64 million head of cattle. This is 1.5% below the five-year average. We saw Nebraska and Kansas both see an increase of 2% on feed, while Texas was down 1% versus a year ago. Now, this is the second smallest monthly on-feed number for the year of 2015. It is also the third smallest May on-feed number of the past 11 years. Now, looking at the April placements, they came in at 95%, which was lower than expectations of 102.4%. This means we placed 1.548 million head of cattle. This is 6.6% less than the five-year average. This is the second smallest monthly placement number of the past 10 years. Now, this is also the third lowest April placements of the past 13 years. Texas placements were down 8%, Nebraska down 6%, and Kansas was down 3% on placements versus a year ago. The weight breakdown on the placements showed the under 600-pound category down 15.8%, 600 to 699-pound category down 4%, 700 to 799-pound category down 11.5%, while the 800-plus category was 6.7% higher. Now, this increase of the 800-plus placement numbers continues a trend that has been in place for several months of larger increases versus a year ago. April marketings, they came in at 92% of a year ago. They was estimated at 92.4%. This means that we marketed 1.639 million head of cattle. This is 9.7% below the five-year average for the fourth straight session, or I should say the fourth straight month of this year. The marketing number is the lowest of the past 20 years. Texas marketings were down 9%, Kansas down 8%, and Nebraska down 2% versus a year ago. Overall, this report showed a little friendliness with the lower-than-expected placements. That kind of helps offset a little bit of what we saw last month when we a little higher-than-expected placements.
On Friday, USDA also released their latest cold storage report. And Tom, we've been watching that. The beef stocks have been growing. Did they find that again in this latest report?
Yes, we did see some growth again. We saw beef stocks come in at 476.7 702 million pounds. Now, this is 1% less than last month, but it's 18.5% more than we had a year ago. Now, also keep in mind this is the lowest beef in stocks this year, but it is the fourth largest stock number since June of 2013. The April beef stocks back in 2013 were at 510.129 million pounds. So we are still seeing our beef stocks kind of getting higher out there than what they were sometime back. Now, another thing to keep in mind is our competitive meat. And we saw pork stocks come in 4% above last month and 19.8% above a year ago. The other thing to keep in mind on pork is this is the second highest pork stocks that I have in my records that I keep of the past 11 years. So that could start to weigh on the pork market. That could be good news or could be bad news for the beef industry, because if we start seeing pork become more desirable again versus beef as far as price, it could make it tougher for beef to move off the counter. So the main thing to watch for, if we got a cattle and feed report behind us, we've got our stock reports behind us on our meat and the coolers. Now we need to see where we are the first of next week on the clearance on the retail level from the Memorial weekend. That will tell us a lot whether or not we are continuing to move this meat. With the weather forecast not looking very favorable for grilling, I got a feeling we're going to see some disappointing numbers the first of next week.
Tom, with these two reports, do they interact favorably for the market?
There's nothing out there that's really overly negative or overly positive. I think one thing that's going to dictate more than anything is Cash is going to continue to be king. We'll see what the cash is in the feed yards. That could have a lot more to do than what these numbers do.
Okay. Tom, for more information, what's your phone number?
Leslie, they can reach us on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities as we get reaction from the latest cattle on feed report as well as the cold storage report, both coming out on Friday. For the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.